Oftentimes, the drama of the natural world has its way of finding you. I set out last Friday morning at Forge Pond Park in Hanover to work up a little sweat and stretch my legs out. I was not seeking anything more, but I knew something was up when I started to hear multiple blue jays in a small space scolding somebody. I usually say at a time like this that I'm just glad it's not me. Jays, crows, and other birds are famous for mobbing animals they consider to be threats, gathering around them and shouting at them, sometimes even diving at them, risking their own lives in attempts to force the threat to move on. I heard such a racket this Monday as a red fox loped along the trail at Ludham's Ford, just like I heard it on Friday at Forge Pond. Suddenly, though, the scene turned hectic. A loud, crashing noise behind me precipitated anguished cries from the blue jays. I turned back to look and watched as a Cooper's hawk flew directly at me with something in its talons. It turned and landed in a paved area, seemingly catching its breath, still clutching its prey, a young blue jay still twitching, in its talons. The other jays surrounded it and screeched but didn't move in. As soon as the hawk took off, the jays joined it in a mad dash into the woods and out of my sight. Wow, that was plenty for 5:30 in the morning for me. On Sunday, I was walking in the 100-degree heat in the Nook in Kingston when I heard a weird, strangled sort of a peep. I focused in on the sound and saw a garter snake slither into the brush, wood frog grasped in its mouth by the head. It didn't take long. Somehow, without the use of hands, the snake devoured the torso first and at one moment had nothing but a pair of frog legs dangling out of its mouth. They were gone in seconds, and all that was left to remember the poor little frog was a sizable bulge in the snake's body. The web of life is a complicated thing. All critters, great and small, when they enter the outdoors, enter the food chain in one way or another. It's nothing we're ever going to change, and something sometimes we run into, whether we want to or not. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.